summer where we're teaching the girls the fire safety and cooking over fires and setting up their own tents and looking after themselves rather than having a leader do everything for them.
You know, and this in particular, it's been said that this is one of the, like you said, you do a lot of volunteering throughout the year. This is one of your favorite events, the Girl Scouts' favorite events to do, because you're helping kids. And you also have to think about, there are kids out there that need a big brother or a big sister.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot who have come to this party. They seem to have a lot of fun, especially with the different crafts and doing all the different activities we do here. It's just, I really like it.
What do you get the most enjoyment out of today?
I like seeing all the kids happy, especially when we have the Christmas music playing and seeing them all dancing around and just seeing everybody happy.
That's Mark Eichor's roving report at the Corporate Volunteer Council of Racine. Their big Christmas party for the big brothers and big sisters. Well, it wasn't motorcycles out there, but some good background ambiance nonetheless.
Yeah, a lot of people at the party, and there were a lot of people at the Visioning a Greater Racine. I know they were, I think they were hoping for a couple, well, they had over 200 people show up, and as I was waiting in the hallway, it was like the who's who in Racine. It's a lot of people that I knew, a lot of people that we've had on community conversations, and a lot of people excited about being a part of Visioning a Greater Racine, as there were a lot of people at the Big Brothers Big Sisters Littles on the waiting list Christmas party excited about what they were doing for them.
He is our roving reporter. He's Mark Eichor. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation for a tremendous Tuesday morning. It is 9 minutes until 11 o'clock. And she is Mary Helena. She's representing a group that is called Racine Carols. Please welcome to WRJN, Mary Helena. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What's going on? How are you?
Well, I'm blessed, and I'm looking forward to next Thursday and Friday because Racine Carols, a nice collection of Racine residents of different ages, races, backgrounds. We, for the past 5 years, we've been going to various nursing homes and facilities and bringing Christmas cheer. We do that through Christmas caroling, and also the most interesting part for me personally is the reminiscing that takes place.
Where do you do it at?
Well, we do it at various nursing homes. We've gone to Ridgewood, Lincoln Village Convalescent Center, Home Harbor, Lakeshore Manor, St. Monica's. We've been to Halo, Lake Oaks, and next Thursday, we will be at Home Harbor at 16th and Ohio Street. That's Thursday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. And next Friday, December 23rd at 10 a.m., we will be at Lakeshore Manor. And that's in the old St. Luke's Hospital, now Ascension, located on the fourth floor.
Where else do you do the caroling besides assisted living facilities and senior centers?
Nursing homes and assisted living facilities and a homeless shelter. That is our primary thrust
present. That is awesome because obviously this can be a hard time of year for everybody, but especially people that are living in those kind of situations. We have a lot of senior citizens here at the radio station, Mary. And like Mark Eichhorst, for example.
Oh, really? I thought he was a young guy. But, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes when people go to a nursing home or an assisted living facility, they think that they're going to give to that population. But I have found that usually the people who go are the ones who are really the true recipients of the goodness.
Mary, this is Mark. Just if people would like to join your group and also sing carols, are they welcome?
Everyone is welcome. It's Racine Carols. It's not a particular group from Racine. It's anyone from Racine or anywhere else.
Do you sing? Do you sing, Mary, with the group?
Well, let me tell you. On the flyer, it says Racine Carols, joyous community caroling. I'm in on that part. And then it says, no notes wrong. That was for me. Great time for all. That's for all of us. I'm not a singer. I make a joyful noise, though.
Well, that's what the ancient text says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yes.
But you know,
and it's interesting. This is an intergenerational experience. Many of our young people, the oldest person they may know is 45 or 50. And the elders, they very often are excluded from young people. Very rarely do they get to sit down and laugh and talk with young people. So it's a win-win situation. Saturday, we were at Ridgewood Care Center, and after we concluded the last song, Silent Night, the young people went out and they were interacting with the residents and giving them rides to their rooms, and it was just a beautiful sight to see.
Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It made you feel very good.
That's exactly right. So if people want information about how they could get involved with Racine Carols, how can they get in touch with you guys?
We are agapecreativeventures@gmail.com.
Say it one more time, please.
agapecreativeventures@gmail.com, or they can call 619-1954. That's 619-1954.
She's Mary Helena. She's with Racine Carols. Do you guys do Christmas in Wisconsin?
No, we don't.
Have you ever heard it?
No, I have not.
All right, well, I'm going to put you on hold. You are going to love this, and I believe that next year you just may want to incorporate this song from the Mears Brothers in Racine Carols. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
He's going to be delayed due to inclement weather.
I bet the cold wind's blowing in Milwaukee, and the snow is falling in Eau Claire, and I'm sure up in the Dells you can hear the Christmas bells in the distance ringing in the air. Madison, the capital's in light, all across the dairy land there's peace tonight. It's Christmas in Wisconsin, we're hanging out the wreaths, putting stars on top the trees and putting presents underneath. Home for the holidays is the only place to be, and that's Christmas in Wisconsin. For me, I'm sure the kids in Fond du Lac are busy building snowmen in the yards. Moms and dads in Baraboo, I know they've been busy too, maxing out their credit cards, waiting for Kris Kringle and Racine. From Kenosha to Superior and every town that's in between. It's Christmas in Wisconsin, the snow is falling down, Lambeau Field is spread to blanket on that sacred ground. Home for the holidays is the only place to be, and that's Christmas in Wisconsin for me. Lady Smith, they're courting Old Man Winter, and Hayward, they're flirting with Jack Frost. And up in Chippewa Falls, they're decking all the halls, they're skating on the river in a cross. You can feel the magic all across the state. It's calling me back home, and I can hardly wait. It's Christmas in Wisconsin, hanging out the wreaths, putting stars on top the trees, and putting presents underneath. Home for the holidays is the only place to be. That's Christmas in Wisconsin. That's Christmas in Wisconsin. That's Christmas in Wisconsin for me.
All right, folks, we're going to start boarding flight 268 to Milwaukee out of KC7. You light up.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Secretary of State, energy leader, I'm Chaz Henry. An aide to President Vladimir Putin is praising...